John Parker, Vice President of Technical Services with the National Cotton Council, provides details about Bangladesh lifting its nearly five-decade-long fumigation requirement on U.S. cotton imports. This shift removes a significant export barrier for U.S. cotton to Bangladesh, which is currently the number two global importer of cotton, according to USDA's FAS Global Market Analysis in May 2023.
It's a great accomplishment for the cotton industry and a great message from the cotton producers of America as well. The concern is a long-time standing policy that Bangladesh had in place, and it was actually written into their laws that there was this fumigation requirement from the Western countries that had boll weevil. We have worked for years to eradicate the boll weevil, but during that time, we also conducted a lot of research to make sure that we did not reinfest ourselves. And so it's been a long process. We have worked with several delegations from Bangladesh. We were very happy that the Cotton Council International, along with the USDA FAS staff, was able to identify a group that was sent from the Ministry of Ag from Bangladesh, and the group came over. We hosted a tour for them and to show them with certainty that what we were doing was protecting ourselves more than anything, and that those measures meant that boll weevil was not in bales, and so the requirement for that fumigation was not necessary. This gives us a great opportunity to enhance our market in Bangladesh and to where those deliveries can more efficiently move through the port and into the owner's hands.